I think it's fantastic news. I'm delighted that we're in a position to offer our hand of friendship and safety to people from different country cultural backgrounds who are experiencing hardships like we have through hundreds and hundreds of years when our ships sailed to Australia and to America and far offshores. And certainly that hand of welcome and friendship wasn't put out for us at all times. So I think it's fantastic news. I think that we should be in a position to take far more people who find themselves in war-prone countries due to capitalism and the Western world's policies. So I think, yes, I think I very much welcome this and quite proud that we're able to house asylum seekers.
What do you think, though, about the concern that has been expressed in relation to the location they're going to stay in, quite a remote rural area with very little facilities or services there?
Well, yes, look, it's not just that there's very little services and facilities for asylum seekers, but also from people from the local locality. And I do believe that whoever is housing asylum seekers, these are human beings, and I suppose I don't like to tag people, but I think that the people who are doing this will be well qualified and well versed and know what they're doing. Rural Ireland has declined massively over the last X amount of years, and I think people coming from whatever cultural or nationality background to rural Ireland certainly is a positive. People coming to our communities with different music, different foods, different way of organising society, I think can only but benefit when there's integration done. And I think this is a very positive news.